You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The largest convoy of humanitarian aid has been delivered to the besieged town of Al-Rastan in Syria by the ICRC. Vatican Radio spoke with Satira Jabin, the ICRC spokesperson of the Middle East, who tells us more about the current humanitarian crisis in Syria.
ICRC has been present in Syria from the beginning of the conflict 5 years ago. And throughout this time, the situation has been getting worse and worse every single day in the country. And today we are in a situation where millions of people are waiting for humanitarian aid. And this is our top priority today. So today, as we speak, the ICRC and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent teams are in Al-Rastan, which is an area that was besieged for a very long time. It is close to homes. We are there for the first time today to deliver humanitarian aid together with other humanitarian agencies.
This is the biggest humanitarian help since the beginning of the conflict, if I'm right.
This is the biggest convoy going into a besieged area for the ICRC. I mean, we have done other distributions that were bigger than this one in size, but basically this one is the biggest convoy moving into any besieged areas, because recently the besieged areas have been opening up for humanitarian organizations since a few months, by the end of 2015, actually. So since that time, since December 2015 until today, this is the biggest convoy that has moved into a besieged area.
What is the main emergency for all the civilian people living in all these besieged areas?
Most important needs are basically, you know, lack of food, lack of clean drinking water, lack of healthcare is a huge problem in most areas. The health structures are either not functioning because of the lack of supplies, or facilities have been damaged, or it has been dangerous for medical staff to work in different areas. So healthcare is particularly precarious. But at the same time, people also lack sustainable supplies to the market. In some areas, we distribute cooked food because there is no other way people can find food in those places. And where it is possible that people can somehow survive to an extent, so there we distribute food rations that they can use when they, as much as they need and whenever they need. But the most urgent need remains security, first of all, and then food, water and healthcare.
So this convoy was able to deliver this humanitarian help due to, let's say, a truce in some areas in Syria. How long did you prepare this convoy? Was it hard to make it possible?
Yes, the ICRC was not part of the negotiations that led to this convoy, but we are just taking part in the delivery of aid. And this is a huge responsibility of the humanitarian organizations. I mean, today we are talking about more than 60 trucks that plan to assist 120,000 people. So mobilizing those 65 trucks is obviously, it's a lot of effort, big logistical effort, but also a lot of security concerns. But overall, it's a very positive time in a way that humanitarian organizations are able to access those areas that have been out of reach for the longest time. And people are finally receiving some relief that they are desperately waiting for.
Finally, last question is about the other areas in Syria, especially in the northern part of the country, in the Aleppo suburbs. What is the situation, the humanitarian situation, as we talk now?
The situation in northern Aleppo has been very volatile, very fragile as well. While there were some ceasefires in the rest of the country, but fighting kept going on at least, you know, early months of 2016, it was February, March. At that time, there were new displacements. More than 50,000 people were displaced from Aleppo. ICRC teams were recently going across front lines in Aleppo, where we were able to help some people but distribute more aid to them. But yeah, those areas, I mean, while there has been some ceasefires in parts of the country, but fighting generally sporadically continued in the north and led to more displacements, which, of course, you know, comes on top of every other layer of conflict we have in Syria.
And generally speaking, the situation is getting worse or is getting better if we have a global sight on Syria?
Globally speaking, humanitarian needs are greater than ever in Syria. But the positive development is that aid is finally trickling in to areas where it was not possible to deliver anything before. And this is a very welcome initiative, and we hope that other besieged areas are also opened for humanitarian aid as soon as possible, and all parties agree to that. And other than that, there are many other needs which are which are not as urgent as getting food and water, probably. But then, you know, thousands of families are looking for their relatives that have gone missing over these 5 years of war in Syria. People who are detained, their families need to be in contact with them. And there are many other issues going beyond Syria as well, if you look at the refugees in the region and beyond. So overall, Syria remains the biggest humanitarian tragedy we're dealing with. But these small developments like some ceasefires in some areas and some opening of besieged areas is something very welcome, and people need more of that.
That was Sitira Jabin, the ICRC spokesperson of the Middle East, speaking to Vatican Radio.